no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
I always say this, but I'm really excited to share with you today what it is I get to share with you. And let me grab my notes because I've been writing about it. It's interesting, since this virus, my world has changed in very, very positive ways. I'm going to bed much earlier. I'm getting up much earlier. And so what I do is in the mornings, I sit down and I journal about what it is I want to share with you all. Now, I journaled for most of my life, and I highly encourage you to do that. I call that stabbing your problems with a pen. If you look back, I did a jumpstart not long ago on that, and that is the importance of actually sitting down and concretizing your thoughts on paper so that you can observe them. So anyway, that is what has led me to doing these jumpstarts and being and doing who and what I am, because for so many years I've been trying to figure things out. And that's what I want to talk to you about today. Michelle Doherty is here. Good morning. Lynn Ballone is here as well. Good morning to you. And Heather Ellis says, good morning, everyone. Mary Ray says, good morning. So let me talk to you today about what is known as the trauma bond. The trauma bond, at least as I understand and experience it, is when a parent connects with their children in a negative way because they themselves were traumatized. Let's deal with that. Okay, the parent is God to the child. Parent has no child has no concept of God. So to them, parent is God. Okay, and if God is telling them that they are erred and flawed, God can't be wrong. Remember, children are not abstract thinkers. When we're little, we are concrete thinkers. We think things are very literal. We really think Santa Claus comes down the chimney. And so when we are little, if our parents say there is something wrong with us and we're bad, well, God can't be wrong, and therefore we take it in at an extremely deep level. Just an example. I mean, I was like 12 years old when my parents got divorced, and I was sitting with my dad, and I said, Dad, what happened? Why are you mom and mom splitting up? And he said, it's because of you boys. It's because you're bad children. That's exactly what he said. Now, later on, I found out that his solution to us being bad was he wanted to hit us more, and the reason they've argued was that my mom didn't want him to hit us nearly as much as he did. So anyway, I took in this idea that there was something bad about me. There was something inherently wrong with me. I was stained from birth. And as a result, I went around almost apologizing for who and what I was, but because I thought I was bad, I created experiences where I got to be the bad guy many, 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 many times. Lost friends, lost relationships, lost business deals, etc., because I was a jerk. Jerk is a nice way of putting it. Now, the reason I was a jerk was that at my core, of course, I was a jerk. I was bad. I was damaged. I was flawed. There was something wrong with me. And I realized this morning as I was journaling in preparation of talking with you all today that I think I picked up my first personal development book when I was 18, and that was Your Erroneous Zones by Wayne Dyer. Now, since that time, I have read hundreds of books, probably close to 1,000, on personal development, relationships, meditation, happiness, etc., etc., etc. And friends, I realize now that I wasn't doing that because I really loved that stuff. It's because I continued to believe that at my core, I was like a record with a scratch in it. If you're old enough to remember records, and everything that happened in my life came along and bump, I'd get off track because I had a scratch in my soul. And that came to me as a result of what my dad told me. And I realized too, in the study of all of this, is that because my dad was an abused child who never worked it through. I mean, I talk about what happened to me. My dad's experience was much worse. He remembers one time hearing his mother screaming and crying and ran into the house as a boy, and she was on her knees, and my grandfather had a gun in the middle of her head and was threatening to kill her. So my dad had a much worse experience than I, but he never chose to work it out. Rather than he projected it out. My father thought psychotherapy was insane, that you have to be crazy to go see a psychotherapist. My father was totally against any sort of personal development. And instead, he projected his anger and his own feeling of being bad out onto the world. And because I was his son and came through and from him, then I really was every bit as damaged, if not more, than he was. So let me come full circle with all of this and help you understand. I realized that I was getting all these self-help books and reading all this stuff and going to seminars, not to try and expand the goodness that was inside of me, but to try and heal the badness. And no matter what I did, I couldn't seem to heal it. It was always there. And life experiences would bear it out. As you know, I'm going through my third divorce. Life would just continue. And finally I realized my dad was simply lying to me all these years. He didn't know he was lying, but he was giving me wrong information. There was never anything broken about me. There was never anything bad about me. There was never anything incomplete about me. I am holy, I am whole, and I am complete just as I am. Personal development should be about building on the beauty and the goodness that is inside of you, not trying to heal the damage. Now, we can and should work to heal the damage. That's what psychotherapists are about. And we can get that from some inspirational books and literature. The bottom line is, though, this idea that you're flawed is wrong. And if a teacher, a former spouse, anyone who is an authority figure has told you that you're lacking or bad, they're lying to you. I started a worldwide movement of 13 million people, and I've sold over 4 million books. So that makes me an authority too. And let me tell you the truth. You are holy, whole, and complete. So what do we do to adopt this understanding that there is goodness within us and that we are at our very core good as well? We need to stop trying to fix what is wrong about ourselves, and we need to seriously focus on what is good. One of the things that I try and do is review the previous day. That's part of my meditation practice, is I review the previous day, and I look at places where I was not my best, highest, most loving self. And I mean that usually in the context of my own brain, not so much how I act out to other people, but how I feel inside myself and about myself. So how did I handle who and what I did yesterday? But more importantly, not look at what's wrong so much as look at what I did well. What did I do well? When did I hold my tongue when I was frustrated? I was on the phone with the internet people the other day for 36 minutes. And after 36 minutes, the woman on the phone still couldn't even understand my problem, you know? And I finally hung up the phone and I thought to myself, you know what? The old me would have just been blah, 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 blah. Why? Because I've given myself almost permission, because I've told myself I'm bad. And now I hold myself to a much higher standard. And therefore it is much easier to be a more gentle, more loving, and more compassionate person. And you can as well. And you should understand that people have reflected onto you, projected onto you their own inadequacies, fears, challenges, and feeling scratched and bad. But it doesn't change who you are. And the last little piece of advice I want to give you is figure out something that anchors the goodness in you. Now, to me, it is the idea. It's a belief. It's all it is a belief. Something that I've chosen to believe, right? All right, that's what belief means. Something you have decided is true. That's what a belief is. I believe that there is a loving God that loves me. And whenever I see a dove, that reinforces that belief. I remind myself that I'm loved. So create some sort of visceral reminder for you that lets you know that you're good, that you're blessed, and anyone who's told you anything less has been lying to you. Let me recap real quick what people are saying. Lisa Bartel says, yay, Daniel joined us. Lisa says, share. Debbie Mackie Tankersley says, good morning. Good morning. Back. Awesome. Don't want to miss my positive start of the day, says Cynthia. Thank you so much. Back on now, says Jim. Vicki Roby says, morning, Gail. Dallas Fowler says, feeling unworthy, not feeling being part of society. I'd love to explore that more with you if we had more time, Dallas, maybe you can post a little bit more in this thread and I'll read it later. Be sure and post on my page. Please don't send me messages. I like you to post on my page so other people can hear and see what you're saying. And I can reply for everybody. Amazing stuff. Thank you. Glad you're here. Daniel, I think I need to do a book on this. Anyway, so. Oh, I want to recap one more time. Be sure and share. It'll help us continue to build our community. We're getting thousands of people who are watching this. I was looking at my buddy Jeff Wicker, who's a radio announcer. I used to do character voices on his radio shows. And I'm getting as many watches on these videos as Jeff has listening to him at any given time. And that, to me, on his radio show. And that's thrilling. And I also love the fact that we have so many people from the UK, Australia. I did a television interview on a morning show in New Zealand yesterday. Anyway, you can win a Will Bowen mug. Tumblr, be sure and share, just like our buddy Jerome Johnson did, and he won yesterday's. Be sure and just click share and then comment in this comment thread that you did share, and you could very well win a Will Bowen Tumblr. Listen, one more time. Let me just see what everybody's got to say. Good morning, says Janelle. I've been doing the Course in Miracles lessons, helping tremendously. You're like a human espresso. I like that. There's my tagline. Jump starts like a human espresso. Thank you, Jerome. That's really good. Course in Miracles is awesome. Anyway, I need to ring off because it's time for me to jump into my complaint-free meditation group. What's going on with that? Well, I finished the workbook yesterday. Just got to do a summary page. That will be done. We're adding meditations in so that when we start, not only will you have the live ones, you'll have recorded ones so you can meditate at any time of the day. So I look forward to sharing that with you. And that should be coming very, very soon. All we need is love, says Susie. Congrats, says Janelle. I choose wisely the ABCs and 1, 2, 3s I energize on paper. Or the ether, says Dallas. Oh, I get you now. Thank you. Sherry says, how can I join? Oh, the complaint-free meditation? I can't tell you yet because I literally don't have, I've got more to come. I've got everything set up. We've just got to forward email addresses, not email addresses, URLs and things like that. So, but I am getting in there every day and I'm recording new videos. So anyway, I'm so glad to have you here. Remember, anyone who told you that there's something wrong with you, there's something wrong with them and they're projecting out on you. Find ways to celebrate how good you are. When you treat people well, celebrate it. You are not cursed and dark, etc. You are light and you are beautiful. And if you can remember that, you can share it with the world and the world reflects it back and it feeds on itself and feeds it back. And it's just a magnificent experience. So let's build on how good you are because there's nothing that needs fixing. All right. Enjoy today. We'll talk tomorrow. Be sure and share. Thank you. Bye-bye.
No more complaining people, their lives are changing, we're fly.